我先报告昨天下午Chris 案例考试的经过。
First, I want to announce to you the result of the ordination examination for our brother Chris.
昨天下午两点钟开始。
It started 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
我们有五位牧师问 Chris 问题。
There were 5 pastors who asked him questions.
我们问他有关于救恩方面。
Questions regarding salvation.
他辅导方面。
The calling.
他的训练。
And the discipline.
他自己信仰的立场。
And his faith and viewpoint.
他侍奉的经历。
The history of his ministry.
以及成熟度。
And the maturity.
到了四点半的时候，我们已经问了七十几个问题。
So they asked about 70 some questions by 4:30.
Chris 很谦卑的、很清楚的回答每一个问题。
So Chris answered all the questions humbly and clearly.
有些问题他就很谦卑的说我不晓得。
Some of the questions he'll answer humbly that he doesn't know.
四点半的时候，我们请 Chris 跟九个来宾离开。
At about 4:30, we asked Chris and the 9 visitors to leave.
我们五位牧师讨论。
So the 5 pastors discussed among themselves.
我们一起认同神的确有呼召他。
They were confirmed that God did call for him.
有给他装备。
And had equipped him.
还有合适侍奉的心智。
And all gave him the proper will to serve.
以及一种成熟度要侍奉神
and the maturity to serve God
所以我们请 Chris 跟来宾再回来
so we ask Chris and the visitors to come back
我们五位牧师告诉他
the 5 pastors told him
说我们会建议给教会
we will recommend to the church
请教会按立他做牧师
and to ask the church to ordain him to be a pastor
所以我们感谢神在这事情上的带领
We thank God for his leading in this matter.
执事会会在讨论，安排一个合适的时间，也会告诉大家这个步骤会怎么样。
So the deacon's board will meet and decide a proper time and what's the process for this ordination.
请大家继续为这件事情祷告。
So let us continue to pray for this.
今天我们要看人类的第一个婚姻。
Today we're going to look at the first marriage of mankind.
今天这个传统式的婚姻，一男一女白头偕老的婚姻。
Today, this traditional marriage of one man and one woman, they live till the old age.
遭受的许多的破坏跟攻击。
Has been attacked by many places.
有的攻击是从外面来的。
Some attacks come from outside.
电视的网路电视的节目常常取笑一位忠贞不移没有外遇的丈夫或妻子
So in the television program often make fun of people who are faithful in their marriage
把他们形容成是一个傻瓜
Describe them as a fool
不知道享乐
They don't know how to enjoy
难道一生就这样平凡的过去吗
They just pass their lives like this
新闻界也经常的想要减少丈夫或父亲在家里的领导的权威。
The media also often try to reduce the authority of fathers or husbands in the home.
你有没有注意到一些电视节目
？Have you watched some television programs?
他所描写家里的情形
，They describe the family.
总是太太在发号施令。
It's often that the wife give orders.
她什么都懂
She knows everything.
她什么都能做
She can do everything.
这些节目里面先生常常是不在的
In those programs, the husband often is absent.
或者他是 IQ 小于80的一个傻瓜
Or the husband is a stupid fool.
他没有资格做领导
Has no quality to be a leader.
新闻界一直在鼓吹同性恋是婚姻中一种选择
The media often promote that homosexual marriage is one of the choices.
可以被接受
Can be accepted.
也应该被接受
It should be accepted.
那你听多了
If you hear more of this,
看久了
If you look at more,
你的敏感对跟反对就不像以前那么强
Then your sensitivity and your opposition become weaker. Sometimes the destroyed marriage comes from the church. Especially ourselves.
我们对丈夫和妻子的角色不清楚。
We're not clear of the role of husbands and wives.
我们很容易被骗。
We're often being deceived.
或者我们虽然知道丈夫妻子的角色跟责任,
even though we may know the responsibility and roles of husbands and wives,
但我们不同意,
but we disagree.
我们不接受,
we don't accept.
因为我们有我们的,
because we have our own sinful nature
跟我们的自我中心,
and our self-centeredness.
我们这种反叛带来许多不必要的伤害跟痛苦。
So our opposition often brings unnecessary harm.
我们需要回到圣经。
We need to return to the Bible.
它告诉我们婚姻的来源是怎么样。
The Bible tells us the source of marriage.
目的是什么。
The purpose of marriage.
怎么样能够有一个美满的婚姻。
How can we have a satisfactory marriage?
最近我对这个题目有一些负担。
I have some burden for this topic.
所以想花几次的讲道跟大家讲这个题目。
So I would like to spend several times to discuss this topic.
我谢谢你来参加。
I thank you for coming.
我希望你能够继续来。
I want you to wish you will continue to come.
我请大家在祷告中继续的纪念我。
Please keep myself in your prayers.
让我们一起从神的话语当中得到神的祝福。
So that we may be blessed by God through His word.
我们来看第一大点。
Let's look at the first topic.
是神说出亚当的需要。
Here that God speaks of Adam's need.
不是亚当自己想出来的。
It's not what Adam thought for himself.
我们先看不好。
Let's see what is not good.
18节里面说, 耶和华神说, 那人独居不好。 对一位仔细研读创世纪的信徒,
For a disciple who carefully reads Genesis,
18节会很令你震惊啊,
so he may be surprised by verse 18.
因为创世纪一直到现在,
because from the beginning of Genesis until this point,
神说每件事情都是好,
God says that everything is good.
他每天每日创造以后他都说好,
every day after the creation he says it's good.
到了一章三十一节,
when they came to verse 31 of chapter 1,
这是他的总论,
this is the conclusion.
神看着一切所造的都甚好,
God saw all that he had made is very good.
不但好, 还甚好,
not only good, it's very good.
神很满意,
God is satisfied.
但是到了第二章十八节,
but came to chapter 2 verse 18,
神看了亚当,
God looked at Adam,
就说不好,
and says it's not good,
因为那个人独居,
because he's alone.
请大家注意到, 是神自己先看到,
but be noticed that God first saw it.
他看到亚当的需要,
he saw the need of Adam.
他没有和亚当商量,
he didn't discuss with Adam.
他没有问亚当说, 亚当啊, 你需要什么?
He didn't ask Adam, what do you need?
亚当这时候可能不知道,
at this time Adam may not even know.
他独居是不好的,
may not know that to be alone is not good.
他甚至不知道他是独居的人,
he may not even know he's alone.
想想看他在伊甸园的日子是蛮好的,
just think about his days in the Eden garden, it's very good.
他和神有来往,
he has communion with God.
他享受伊甸园里面丰盛的花草,
he enjoyed the beautiful flowers in the garden.
他可以吃各样的果子,
he can eat all kinds of fruits,
除了一种以外,
except one.
他可以跟任何一只动物玩耍,
he can play with any animals.
他可以跟狮子玩,
he can play with lions.
可以跟老虎玩,
with tigers.
可以跟长颈鹿玩,
and with giraffes.
每只动物都是他的宠物啊,
every animal is his pet,
并且对他都非常的敬慕,
and they all respect him.
并且那边天气有点四季如春一样,
and also the weather is perfect, or every day is like spring.
你甚至可以问说他还需要什么呢?
You may even ask, what else does he need?
但神说不好,
but God says it's not good.
不是亚当抱怨以后神才说不好,
not because Adam complained first,
乃是神主动的, 单方面的评价。
Is God's active unilateral appraisal?
是的。那神怎么解决呢？
So how did God resolve it?
十八节后半边。
A second half of verse 18.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make a helper comfortable for him.
那个我们和本的英文配偶啊，我们读到配偶，我们就想到太太或爱人。
So whenever we read into the word spouse, we think about lovers and wives.
但是原来的意思是一个合适的帮手。
So the original meaning is a comfortable helper.
合适是提到他的本质。
Comfortable means his essence.
那个帮手是提到他的角色。
So the helper means his role.
我们从两方面来看。
Let's look at this from two different perspectives.
这个女人是这个男人相配的副本。
So the woman is a corresponding counterpart of the man.
这句话写在你们节目单上面。
This is printed on the program.
如果她是个副本的话，
It is a counterpart.
她像男人。
He looks like a man.
两个有同样的本质。
They have the same essence.
因为神造她的形象，造男造女。
Because God created man and woman according to his images.
但他也是个相配的副本。
But he's not a corresponding counterpart.
换句话说，他是男人最相配、最合适的反面 opposite.
So in other words, he is the opposite of the man.
他供应男人的需要跟男人所缺乏的。
So he supplies the needs and what the man lacks.
这是相配的意思。
So that is the meaning of a correspondent.
但圣经说他是位帮手。
But Bible says she is a helper.
所以可以帮助他完成他的使命。
So she can help him complete his mission.
帮手在圣经里面没有任何看轻的意思。
In the Bible, they do not look down upon the helper.
在旧约里面提到帮手或帮助，常常是指神。
In the Bible, in the Old Testament, oftentimes the helper pointing to God.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's read several passages.
我们看出埃及记十八章第四节。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 18, verse 4.
出埃及记十八章第四节。
Exodus 18, 4.
这里说一个名叫以利以谢，因为他说我父亲的神帮助了我，救我脱离法老的刀。帮助是提到神的帮助。
Here the help is God's help.
我们再看一段圣经节。
Let's read another passage.
生命记三十三章第七节。
Deuteronomy verse 33, chapter 33.
生命记三十三章第七节
verse 7 chapter 33 verse 7
说为犹太祝福说求耶和华福听犹大的声音引导他归于本族他曾用手为自己征战你必帮助他攻击敌人帮助都是用在神的身上。
The help comes from God.
我们再读一段经文，诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let's go to Psalm 121.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
诗篇一百二十一篇第一节、第二节。
Psalm 121.
找到一下，我们一起来读这段经文。
We'll read this together.
OK, 我们一起来。我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。在这提到神是位帮助者。
Once again, it mentions God as a helper.
帮手在圣经里面是个高贵的角色和位置。
So helper has the most respected position in the Bible.
神看到亚当。
God saw Adam.
看到他的缺乏。
Saw what he is lacking.
为他造了一个相配的帮手。
To create a corresponding, a comfortable helper for him.
来满足他的需要。
To meet his needs.
来让他可以完成神的计划。
So that he can complete God's plan.
但神在介绍这位女人给亚当之前。
But before God introduced the woman to him,
神需要先做一些准备工作。
So God needs to have some preparation.
什么样的准备工作？
So what kind of preparation?
我们再回到第二章十九节到二十节。
Let's go back to chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
十九二十节。耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前看他叫什么那人怎样叫各样的活物他就是他的名字那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟野地走兽都起了名亚当给动物命名
Adam named all the animals.
这个对亚当来讲，对他的智力来讲，是一个非常有挑战性的工作。
For him, this is a great challenge for his intelligence.
因为命名的过程不是像亚当站在台上。
The process of the naming is not like just for him to stand up here.
然后在他的面前有个十英里长的动物的游行。
So before him, there will be a parade of the animals were 10 miles long.
每只动物从他前面经过。
Every animal will pass before him.
他就随便好像抽奖一样给他一个名字。
So he will just pick up a name for him.
或者他就干脆用英文的 A, B, C, D 开始讲。
Or he just used the alphabetical order.
看到第一只动物。
看到 first animal.
他说哦我就叫他山竹好了。
He tells him something like a 山竹 what is it?
Avatar 看到第二只
The second
我就叫它短尾猫好了
就叫它 Bobcat
看到第三只
The third
我就叫它黑猩猩好了
叫它 Chimpanzee
看到第四只
And the fourth
我就随便叫它狗好了
就叫它 Dog
一直下来
Continue
到最后一只
The last one
我干脆就叫它斑马好了
It's a zebra
他不是按照 ABCD 叫下来
He didn't call them alphabetically
他像一个动物学家
He's like a zoologist
或者像一位生物学家
Or a biologist
好好的观察他们
He observed the animals
看到他们的不同
Look at the differences
把他们分类
And categorize them
学习他们的性情
Study their nature
然后给他一个最合适的名字
And then give them the most suitable name
在这个命名的过程当中
In the process of naming this
亚当注意到两件事情
Adam paid attention to two things
第一件事情
The first
没有一只动物像他
Not an animal like him
没有一只动物是跟他一样的
Not an animal looks like just like him
第二件事情他注意到了
Then he noticed second
在许多同类的动物当中
Among all the similar animals
他们之间有一种友谊的情形
There is a friendship among them.
甚至有很亲密的表现。
A very intimate relationship.
这是他没有跟缺乏的。
This is what he does not have.
在命名的过程当中。
In the process of his naming.
亚当开始想念一位和他一样的伴侣。
So Adam started to think of a companion just like him.
你可以说他开始渴望一位和他相配的另一半。
Or you can think he was thinking about not the half that was suitable for him.
神让亚当命名。
God asked God, Adam to name.
借着这个手续准备了亚当。
So through the process, he's preparing him.
让他看到自己的需要。
So he can see his own need.
让他开始渴慕有那位像他一样的伴侣。
So he began to desire for a companion like him.
我们看第二大点。
That's the second point.
神创造夏娃。
God creates Eve.
这是二十一节到二十三节。
That's from verse 21 to 23.
提到创造夏娃的过程。
This is the process how Eve was created.
首先，他是从亚当造的。
First, he came was created from Adam.
二十一节说，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨又把肉合起来这是人类历史上第一个外科手术
So this is the first human surgery
这个手术跟今天很进步的医学比较起来，还是很先进的。
This is even more advanced compared to today's surgical procedure.
为什么我这么说
？Why would I say that?
第一
，the first，
这个手术不需要先麻醉的。
They did not anesthetize the patient.
也不需要麻醉师站在旁边的。
Did not the anesthesiologist stand behind beside him.
第二个。
The second.
手术完了以后不需要缝线的。
So after the operation, they don't have to sew him up.
第三个。
The third.
这个手术你不需要付 copay 的。
You don't have to pay it, pay the copay.
Okay. 第四个。
The third. A fourth.
手术完了以后。
After the operation,
你可以马上出院，完全康复，不需要等的。
He can just get up and leave, completely recovered. They don't have to wait.
这个手术跟我们今天比起来还是很先进的。
So I can see this procedure is much advanced compared to today.
因为神在做工。
Because God is at work.
神的工作总是超过我们所想象的。
So God's work way surpassed what we can imagine.
并且超过人所能达到。
And also surpassed what we can achieve.
神取下亚当的一根肋骨。
So God took one of his Adam's ribs.
神为什么不用亚当其他的部分？
Why doesn't God use the other parts of the body?
因为这个女人和亚当之间有个特别的关系。
Because this woman and Adam have a special relationship.
已经去世的老圣徒叫做马太·亨利。
Matthew Henry, a great saint that died.
他这样的说，
he said,
他说在你们节目单上面。
It's printed on the program.
我用中文翻译讲一次。
The pastor would translate into Chinese.
他不是从他的头造的，要来统治他。请给你念。
She was not made out of his head to rule over him.
他不是从他的脚造的，要来被他践踏。
Not out of his feet to be trampled upon by him.
他乃是从他的身旁，就是这条肋骨造的，是与他同等的。
But out of his side to be equal with him.
他是在他的手臂之下要被保护的。
Under his arm to be protected.
并且他靠近他的心是要被爱的。
And near his heart to be beloved.
马太亨利说得很好。
Well said by Matthew Henry.
虽然夏娃是为亚当造的。
Even though Eve was created for Adam.
虽然夏娃是从亚当造的。
Even though Eve was created from Adam.
并且他的角色是他的帮手。
And her role is a helper.
但圣经一开始便教导丈夫们。
But at the very beginning, the Bible teaches husbands.
你和你的妻子是同等的。
You and your wife are equal.
她不是你的奴隶。
She's not your slave.
你要保护她。
You have to protect her.
你要爱她。
You have to love her.
神不但造了夏娃是从亚当来
，Not only God created Eve from Adam，
这个夏娃还是要接亚当的
，And this Eve is going to be to be with Adam。
这是二十三节的后半边。
That's the second half of verse 23。
二十二节后半边说，领他到那人跟前，请配念念。
Okay, it's the second half of verse 22. He had taken out of the man and he brought her to the man.
你可以想象我们的神像位父亲一样。
Now you can see our God is like a father.
他是新娘的父亲。
He is a loving father.
他把这个新娘就带到这个男人的前面。
He brought the bride to the man.
完成了历史上第一个婚礼。
And complete the first wedding.
这个女人站在那里。
And the woman stood there.
一定是非常美丽跟令人昏倒的。
Must be very pretty and charming and surprising.
因为她还没有犯罪。
Because she has no sin.
她每个方面都是完美的。
Every part of her is perfect.
她的身体是完美无瑕的。
And his body is perfect.
他的灵魂也是完美无瑕的。
And her soul is perfect.
教会历史上改教的英雄马丁路德这么说。
So according to Martin Luther,
他认为男人和女人
He thinks men and women,
在他们被创造以后原来的状态
The original form after the creation
是极其特别的
It's very unique
或者 extraordinary 极其特别
It's extraordinary
马路德还认为
Luther thinks
亚当超过动物最强的地方
The Adam is much stronger than the animal
他的力量比狮子或黑熊大。
Even his strength is stronger than lions and bear.
他的眼力比山猫或老鹰更敏锐。
And his eyes vision is much brighter than the lion's.
或一种哈。但如果亚当是这样
，If Adam is like that，
那神他为他所选的伴侣又会怎么样呢
？Now what kind of spouse？God is going to choose for him.
路德这么说。
Luther said this.
夏娃会像亚当一样。
Eve is like Adam.
那样的强壮。
It's strong.
快速。
It's fast.
眼睛敏锐。
Has sensitive eyes.
并且聪明过人。
And is also smarter than most.
但是她的美丽跟优雅。
But his beauty and his, her beauty and her grace.
更超过亚当。
Surpasses Adam.
拿今天的话来说
Use today's word.
好棒的一个女人啊
What a woman.
巴不得那一天
Maybe on that day.
当父神把这位女人带到亚当的面前的时候
When God brought this woman to Adam.
我也在场呢
I wish I was there.
看看亚当的反应
Look at Adam's reaction.
他一定看得目瞪口呆啊
Maybe he's just stunned.
亚当夏娃的美丽跟优雅
So the beauty and the grace of Eve.
如果和我们中国过去的美女
If compared with the beautiful women in the Chinese history.
不管她是西施或是杨贵妃
Whether it's a 西施 or 杨贵妃
或者跟今天一些超级明星的比较
or compared to today's superstars
或者跟今天一些超级模特的比较
or some of the supermodels
都会让他们大大的失色
they are going to be far short of her
并且
and
夏娃有当时那种没有犯罪之前的荣耀
Eve has the original glory before sin
是神给她的荣耀
came from God
更会让这些美女们
So make all those other beautiful women
看起来像病人一样
They look like patients
亚当看了以后怎么样
So what's Adam's reaction?
圣经说他喜极而叫
So the Bible says that he was very happy and shouted
23节
Verse
23那人说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉可以称她为女人因为他是从男人身上取出来的这是圣经记载人类所说的第一句话
Here is the first recording of man the speech
这也是圣经里面 所记载人类所做的第一首诗歌
It's also the first psalm written by man
这首诗歌也引用希伯来人作诗的方法。
Here they used the method of the Hebrews in writing poems.
希伯来作诗至少两个特点。
They have two unique characters.
第一个特点是重复。
So the first is repetition.
所以亚当说：“我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
That's why Adam says, "Bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
这是重复。
This is repetition.
第二个特点
The second character.
有点在玩字或押韵
So it's kind of play the word and rhyme.
那么他也提到男人跟女人
To mention a man and woman.
希伯来文的男人是 ish, 在你们的节目单里面
So it's printed on your program. The Hebrew word for man is ish.
女人呢是 isha.
For women,It's Isha.
这两个字发音很近。
They're two announced similarly.
我们中国人的男人的他跟女人的他发音是一样的。
Just like the Chinese character for the he and she, they announce the same.
他们很相似,
they're very similar.
但同时也表示,
but also represents
女人是从男人来的,
woman comes from man.
因为Isha是从Ish来的,
because Isha comes from Ish.
就像英文字woman是从man来的,
just like the English word. Women comes from men.
亚当结婚那一天终于看到夏娃了。So
on the day of the marriage, Adam saw Eve.
他终于看到一个像他一样,但有不同的伴侣了。
He finally saw someone is like him but different spouse.
他不再缺乏了。He's
no longer in need.
他完全了。Now
he is perfected.
过去教会历史的 出名的老圣徒加文先生这么说。
According to the great Saint Calvin says,
他把一段很美丽的话就摆到亚当的口中。
So he put a beautiful word into Adam.
亚当这样的呼叫说,
this is what Adam said according to him.
现在我终于得到一位合适的伴侣。
Now, at length, I have obtained a suitable companion.
他是我肉体本质的一部分,
who is a part of the substance of my flesh.
当我看到他时,
and in whom I behold,
我就好像得到另外一个我,
as it were another self.
他找到他的伴侣,
he found his companion.
他得到他渴望的爱,
he will observe, receive his love.
他不再孤单了。
He's no longer lonely.
神创造夏娃,
God created Eve.
是为了亚当,
for Adam.
是从亚当而来,
came from Adam.
也是要给亚当,
is to be given to Adam.
神又说夏娃是他的帮手,
so God says Eve is his helper.
神又让亚当为夏娃命名,
God also asked Adam to name Eve.
我们知道就年长的替年轻的命名，对吧?
Only the older ones will name the younger ones.
就位高的替位小的命名，对吧?
Here the higher position will name for those who are lower position.
这几个事实告诉你和我,
so on those facts, it tells you and me.
家里的次序是先生是领导，太太是扳手。
The order of the family, husbands is the leading and the wives are helpers.
先生们,
so for the husband,
这是神给你的权利,
this is the authority given to you by God.
但这是神对你的要求,
but it's also God's requirement.
神给你的命令,
God gives you a command.
你不能懒惰不做,
you cannot be lazy and not do it.
你不能怕麻烦不做,
you cannot not do it because it's trouble.
你不能为自己瞒自己的职业不做,
you cannot busy for his own career and not to do it.
你不能为自己的享乐而不做,
you cannot not do it because of your enjoyment.
太太们,
so for wife,
不要先生竞争谁是领导,
if the father, the husband can faithful in their leadership.
对, 所以请你不要跟先生来竞争哈, 谁是家里的领导,
so don't compete with your husband to be the leader.
如果你抢着做领导,
if you try to want to be the leader,
有些先生就干脆让你做,
so some of the husband would like to do it.
他们很乐意的让你去做,
they would willingly let you do it.
因为他要轻松跟自由啊,
so he can have freedom.
他不想负责任,
so that doesn't have to be responsible.
你们的家会变成一个畸形的家庭,
and then your family will be a different one,
or abnormal, huh?
Or abnormal one.
知道你的角色,
so you know your role.
认识神创造你的目的,
you know the purpose of God's creation.
然后热意的甘心的做个相配的,
so you can be willingly to be a comparable helper.
我们看第三大点,
the third point,
神制定婚姻,
God ordains the marriage.
这是24节开始,
let's start with verse 24.
当亚当呼叫的声音消失以后, 摩西的声音就出现了。
So after Adam's voices, now we can hear Moses.
24节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。请陪念念。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
24节是圣经有关婚姻一个最基本的教导。
Verse 24 is the basic teaching of the Bible regarding marriage.
这个教导是正面的重要。
It's very important.
我们的主耶稣他自己在新约里面也引用。
Our Lord Jesus quoted this in the New Testament.
我们看马太福音。
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
19章。
Chapter 19.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to 6.
马太福音十九章
Matthew 19,
第四节到第六节
Verse 4 to 6
耶稣回答说那起初造人的是造男造女并且说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体这经你们没有念过吗既然如此夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体的了所以神配合的人不可分开马可福音有类似的记载
There's a similar recording in the book of Mark
请我们打开第十章
Let's go to Mark chapter 10
第六节开始
Verse 6
第十章第六节
Chapter 10, verse 6.
但从起初创造的时候，神造人是男，是造男造女。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的。所以神配合的人不可分开。保罗也有同样的教导。
Paul also has a similar teaching.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's go to Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
31节。
Verse 31.
以弗所书第五章三十一节。
Ephesians 5, 31.
为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体想想看这句话在旧约新约里面出现了四次
Just to think this sentence appeared four times in both Old Testament and New Testament
你可以了解神非常的看重
So you can understand God emphasized strongly on this way.
这个教导告诉我们两件事情。
So this teaching teaches us two things.
第一个是离开。
The first is to leave.
人要离开父母。
Man shall leave parents.
这个离开不是指身体的离开。
This is not a physical separation.
不是说你结婚的婚以后。
It's not the after the marriage.
需要赶快从家里搬出来。
You have to move out of your home.
越远越好
the further the better.
从中国搬到美国
you move from China to United States.
从明州搬到别州
move from Minnesota to another state.
从南搬到北 从东搬到西
south to north, east to west.
你有没有注意到一些年轻的男女
did you notice some young people
结了婚
after marriage.
虽然他们没有和父母亲住在一起
even though they did not live with their parents.
但这个时代没有断是吧
But their cord is still not cut.
他天天和家里打电话。
They call home every day.
特别是太太们。
Especially wife.
他可以没有时间跟先生谈话。
She may not have time to talk with husband.
他不能没有时间跟妈妈谈话。
But she cannot not have time to talk to mom.
并且一些经济上如果有困难的时候。
Especially when there are economic problems.
他马上先告诉爸爸妈妈。
The first tell mom and dad.
当工作上学校里碰到问题的时候。
When the trouble at work or school.
他马上先向爸妈请教。
The first will ask help from mom and dad.
当两个人有冲突的时候。
When there's conflict between the two.
赶快到爸妈面前告状。
To quickly go to accuse to the parents.
他可以身体离开父母亲。
Their body may be separate left.
甚至离了几千里之远。
Maybe a thousand miles away.
但他没有真正的离开。
But they did not truly leave.
离开是指关系上的改变。
So here the word leave means changing relationship.
过去你的父母亲是你关系上最重要的人物。
In the past, your parents are more important in your relationship.
现在你的先生或太太是你关系上最重要的人物。
Now your wife or your husband is the most important in your relationship.
他是你的第一优先。
It's your first priority.
你的思想、你的情感需要摆在他的身上。
So your thoughts and emotions to put on him or her.
当一个男人跟女人有这样的心智
When if a man and a woman have such will
他们就会亲密到一个地步像一个人一样
So they can be so intimate become one flesh
这句话对你我今天有实际的应用
So this one has practical applications for us
当夫妻两个人
When the husband and wife
碰见生活上的问题
When the trouble in life
或冲突
Or conflict.
不管是不是有关生活习惯
Whether if regarding habits
或者是经济方面
Or economics
工作方面
Or work
人与人之间的关系
Or interpersonal relations
或对教导儿女不同的看法
Or differences in parenting
或者人生的目标不一致
Or different purpose in life
你需要告诉对方
You need to tell each other
你需要对方商量讨论
You need to discuss with each other
然后按照圣经的教导去解决
And then try to resolve it through the teachings of the Bible
不要按照世界上某位专家博士 的方法
Not to follow some experts of the worldly leaders
按照圣经的教导去解决
So according to the Bible teachings
也不要很快的告诉父母
But don't quickly just go tell your parents
争取他们的意见
So ask for their opinion
然后告诉对方说
And then tell the other side
我爸妈这么说
And my parents told me so
这是圣经所说的离开
So this is the word means leave by the Bible
今天许多婚姻的不圆满或失败
Many of the difficulties or failures of marriage today
藏在这一点上面
It's because of this
丈夫妻子有时候甚至结婚多年
Even after many years of marriage
他还没有离开父母
They have not really left their parents
有时候夫妻吵架
Sometimes the quarrels between the couple
过了一阵子
After a while
两个人想要和好
They want to reconcile
但因为先告诉了父母亲
But they already told their parents
或已经告诉了父母亲
But already told their parents
有一对父母亲或两对父母亲反而不让他们和好
Then the parents may prevent them from reconcile with each other
甚至要讲讲条件对方要怎么做完以后才算数
Or you have to make a condition they have to do such and such before
一个丈夫或妻子
So for a husband and for a wife
如果相信他的第一优先
If he can believe his first priority,
或第一忠贞是父母的话
if his parents is the first priority,
是没有办法达到神所设计婚姻的目标
they cannot fulfill the purpose that God created for the marriage,
会带给自己跟对方的伤害
will bring harm to themselves.
在关系上你的对方是你的第一优先
So in the relationship,Your husband or wife is your first priority.
这并不表示我们不尊重父母亲。
Doesn't mean we don't respect our parents.
旧约新约都提醒我们。
But the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament remind us.
尊重父母亲，看顾父母亲的需要，是圣经的教导，也是神所喜悦的。
It is what the Bible teaches and what pleases God that we need to meet the needs of our parents.
但是你需要离开。
But you need to leave.
把你的感情注意力摆在对方的身上。
So put your emotion and your focus on your spouse.
先是离开，然后第二个点是联合。
So the second one is to cleave.
联合这个字是个很强的字。
This is a very strong word.
也许更好的翻译是说紧紧的粘住。
So it's just basically closely, glued together.
你可以把它想象成用今天的那个超级强力胶 Super Glue
Just like using the super glue.
你有没有这样的经验?
Do you have such experiences?
把两样东西用 super glue 粘完以后,
if you use the super glue to glue two things,
它们两个不容易把它分开了,
you can't separate.
有时候你弄个半天把其他部分弄破了, 它还是分开不了。
You may even break the other part, but still cannot separate.
与妻子联合的第一个意思,
so the first meaning to be united with the wife.
婚姻是永远的,
the marriage is permanent.
神说, 圣经说, 神所配合的人不可分开。
So the Bible says, what God joined together, let no man separate.
这个人可以包括你自己,
that man, including yourself,
可以包括父母亲,
your parents,
可以包括朋友,
your friends,
可以包括法官,
and also the judges,
可以包括律师,
include the lawyers.
没有一个人可以分开婚姻。
No one should separate a marriage.
第二个意思,
the second meaning,
与妻子联合第二个意思, 这婚姻不只是两个人的事情。
So the marriage is not just a matter of the two people.
婚姻乃是与神立约。
So the marriage is to have a covenant with God.
我们看两处的圣经,
let's look at two passages.
箴言第二章,
Proverbs chapter 2.
16节17节,
verses
16-17. 箴言第二章16-17节,
Proverbs chapter 2, verses
16-17. 这边说智慧要叫你脱离淫妇, 就是那油嘴滑舌的外语, 他离弃幼年的配偶, 忘了 神的盟约, 你们看到, 神的盟约,
the covenant of God.
当你结婚的时候,
when you're married,
你也是向神立了约了,
you have made a covenant with God.
不再只是两个人的事情而已,
it's no longer just between the two of you.
我们再看一次圣经节,
let's read another passage.
马拉基书,
Malachi,
第二章,
chapter 2,
14节,
verse 14.
马拉基书旧约最后一本书第二章十四节,
Malachi chapter 2 verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢? 因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。 你结婚的时候是神在当中做见证,
when you are married, God will be there to give you testimony.
你在他的面前, 他和你一起立了这个约,
you and had the marriage covenant before him.
这个约是没有办法破坏,
and this covenant should never be broken.
婚姻不只是像有人说是个民事上的联合, civil union.
So marriage is not just a reunion in the name.
Civil union, sir. 而是在神的面前两个人立了一个盟约,
but it means that you had a covenant before God.
这是个非常神圣的决定。
So this is a very important holy one.
任何人结婚之前需要慎重的考虑。
So you need to think carefully before you do so.
当你结婚以后,
so after your marriage,
不要碰到困难或极大的痛苦,
when you run into trouble or some pain,
不要说有一个人决定要解除婚约就可以,
not because one wanted to get rid of marriage that you can do it.
你知道吗? 就是两个人都同意,
even though you two both agree,
神仍然不同意,
God still disagree,
神仍然不接受,
the God will not accept.
第三个,
so the third,
与妻子联合的第三个意思是二人成为一体。
So the meaning of marriage with wife is two flesh become one.
一体首先是身体上的一体。
So first means in the body, this one flesh.
这是性上的关系。
This is regarding the sexual relationship.
圣经告诉我们, 性关系在婚姻之内是美满的，是神所喜悦。
So God, the Bible teaches sexual relationship in the marriage is perfect is what pleases the God.
但婚姻之外的性关系是个罪。
But extramarital relationships, sexual relationships,
不管新闻界把它形容得多美好,
it doesn't matter how beautiful it described,
多吸引人,
or how attractive it might be.
是个罪,是个反弹的,
so it's the same, it's abnormal, and it will have an evil effect.
联合首先是身体上的联合,
so the first union is a bodily union.
但联合是指你的情感上跟你灵魂上的联合。
But it also means the union of your emotions and your
spirit.
我们知道一个人有三部分。 We know there are three things of a person.
有一个身体,
we have a body.
有你的情感,
we have our emotions.
有你的灵,
we have your spirit.
或者说三个层次,
but the three orders.
但夫妻两个人,
for two couples,
他们遵守神的教训,
when they follow God's teaching,
他们之间不但享受性的快乐,
not only they enjoy happiness in sexual relationships,
他们又能谈心,
they can also chat, have good communication,
又能够谈神,
they can talk about God,
谈永生,
talk about eternity,
谈永世,
discuss eternity,
那么这种喜乐满足,
and those love, joy, and satisfaction,
只有当你经过的时候,
as you experience it,
你才会体会跟珍惜啊,
then you can experience and cherish.
那时候你会说啊,
then you will say,
我不晓得婚姻是这么美好的,
I never thought marriage is so perfect.
我不晓得婚姻带给我这么多的喜乐,
I've never thought marriage bring me so much joy.
新约里面有一句话讲得很好,
there's one thing very well in the New Testament.
那我们打开雅各书,
let's go to James
1:17.
Chapter 1, verse 17.
雅各书一章十七节.
James, chapter 1, 17.
找到以后我们一起念.
Let's read that together.
雅各书一章十七节.
James 1:17.
我们一起来.
Let's read.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐, 都是从上头来的, 从众官之父那里降下来的, 在他并没有改变, 也没有转动的影儿。 一切好的, 一切完全的, 都是神给我们的恩典。
Everything good and perfect from God.
今天我们看到婚姻的由来。
Now we saw the source of marriage.
首先是神主动开始的,
God actively started.
他自己看到男人的需要,
he saw the needs of men.
他看到男人的不足,
he saw the lacking of a man.
他为男人造了一个合适的帮手,
so he created a comparable helper for man.
成为他的伴侣,
to be his companion.
成为他的另一半,
to be his other half.
要帮助他,
to help him.
他们两个之间有不同的角色,
so there are two different roles in them.
先生要负起领导的责任,
the husband have the leadership,
但会爱跟保护他的妻子,
but he will love and protect his wife.
这两个人之间的关系是世界上最亲密的关系,
so the relationship between the couple is the most intimate one.
这个关系是永远的,
it's a permanent one.
是跟神立过约的,
it's a covenant relationship with God,
不能分开的,
cannot be separated.
如果你和我活出这个婚姻的角色,
if you and I live out the role of this marriage,
你会有喜乐,
you will have joy.
你的对方有喜乐,
and your spouse will have joy.
全家有喜乐,
the whole family will have joy.
神也喜乐,
and God will be happy.
因为这是他设计婚姻的目的,
because this is the purpose that he ordained the marriage.
他们继续祷告。
Let us pray.
天父我们谢谢你,
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你这样的爱我们,
you love us so.
你看到我们不足,
you saw our lack.
你自己主动的爱我们,
you actively loved us.
让我们相信你,
so we may believe in you.
让我们过去没有愿意做的, 我们现在愿意,
the ones we did not like to do, now we are willing.
让我们愿意更进一步,
let us want to go even further.
我们先爱你,
we love you first.
然后爱我们的对方,
and then love our spouse.
帮助我们,
help us.
让我们一天一天彼此相爱,
so that we can continue to love each other daily.
让我们得到你, 为我们准备全部的祝福。
So we may receive the complete blessings from you.
我们这样祷告, 感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.